Recording in progress. Here we go.
All right. We're here. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome, 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 all of our listeners.
Yay. Pew, 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 pew. Pew, 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 pew,
pew. The Jamaican horn. It's your favorite. It's Miss B
and it's Toot. Welcome back, everybody. What's going on? I hope y'all had a good Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all of those fun things.
Martin Luther King Day with that statue.
Right, people.
You know what? But welcome to another episode of Don't Go In There Girl podcast. Your favorite. Y'all gotta forgive me. I'm ill. Favorite horror aunties, Miss D and Tut. Just here to talk about these horror adventures and what's going on and like to share with you all because we know y'all think of the same things that we're thinking. And today we're going to talk about Terminator Jr., aka Megan.
Terminator Julia, yeah, like, well, she's what, like, Terminator times Chucky times Barbie or something like that, like
Esther. She, it's a little bit of that. But I'm definitely getting a Skynet tea.
You know what? You ain't got to tell me nothing about. I'll be trying to tell people, look, y'all don't need all this smart nothing in your house. Don't. Stop letting Skynet into your house.
It's too much. It's like, I get the convenience, but have we, I don't want to say lazy, but like, because we're not, I don't think people are inherently lazy, but like, have we just gotten too comfortable letting these machines do things for us? Like,
yes.
Like, you know, when I was with X-Boo and it's just like, Alexa, cut the light. That light is, you could literally go here and just lean a little bit, turn the shit off. It takes nothing to get up and turn off the switch. Like, are we that, like, inconvenienced with just the simple things?
We're becoming too dependent reliant on technology to the fact that we just, like, we want a whole smart house. We want a house that we come in, we don't have to worry about cutting on the lights because Alexa or Siri or one of them bitches is going to cut the lights on for you. And you're going to have a smart refrigerator that's going to tell you exactly what's in your refrigerator. They're going to show you what's in your refrigerator and tell you what you need to replace and what you low on. And you're going to have Alexa and them like setting the mood and dimming your lights and you warming your bath and warming your damn toilet seat, or you know, like, just I can't do it. It's
and then when Alexa eats you and beat your ass.
Thank you. You're gonna wake up one day and the motherfucking electricity, it's all gonna be self-aware, just like it say in the Terminator. It's they're gonna become self-aware, and you're gonna wake up one day and your fucking smart refrigerator gonna be standing over you with a damn spatula talking about let's go, or it's just gonna beat your ass. We can't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't fuck with Skynet. But people insist on letting Skynet into their homes.
Right. Okay. But now let's start talking about this third Olsen twin. Let's go. She does. Okay. So bam, Megan. Mm-hmm. Movie about a cute commercial.
Girl.
Starts out with a cute commercial about this toy called a perpetual pet, which is a Furby.
It's a fucking Furby.
That's it. But it's scary as fuck because you seen his mouth? I ain't like,
girl, let me tell you, first of all, Furbies was scary as fuck.
They were. This thing
that they had, perpetual pet, it looked like a drugged up Furby, like a Furby that was on like
a
uppers or speed.
It was on a perk.
Yeah. And it's like shitting all over the place and like, you know, farting all over the place
And
and
don't have, no, imagine my whole mouth without lips. That's what it looked like. And it was talking, and the jaws was like this. It, you know, like, I didn't like it. It bothered me.
you something. She probably listening. I don't know, but my sister had this Furby and it was sit on my mama's shelf on her entertainment center.
Girl, did you knock it over?
Girl, when I tell you that Furby must have lived for like 30 years and it would just get slower and slower every time. Because you know that shit worked by is motion activated. So you walk by that bitch and it go beebo or some little stupid ass goddamn sound. Or some shit. And so like it gets older and older. So like once you pass by and start doing it real slow, like zebra. Girl, I
Oh.
was like, we got to kill this motherfucker. We got to kill it. Get it out the house. Why is it still here? But that's what this thing was. That was what this perpetual pest was. It was a coked up Furby that shits on command. Like if you feed it too
I mean,
much.
it did everything. 'Cause you remember back in the day, we had them dolls, like you could feed it, the hair would grow, it would shit, it would piss, it could have babies, it had a period, it paid. It did taxes. I mean, these dogs, like, it's just like we just wanted a little playmate for a minute. Like, y'all are
Wanted
doing,
somebody to play
and now that this Furby is in this generation, like, it's connected to the internet, so Spanish, it can speak Mandarin, it can, it just, God damn it, it does too much.
Yes.
So you had a commercial for that, and then you segue into Katie. Katie is the young girl who is in this movie, and you see a scene with her and her parents in the car, and Katie has this perpetual pet Furby. And her and her parents in the car, you can tell they are going on vacation, snowy conditions, looks a little scary. And unfortunately, while we were in the car, some bullshit happens because their view is obstructed because of the snow. Their car gets hit by a snowmobile, and we soon, and it's inferred that her parents died. So this bitch is now with her. I'm sorry, I mean to call her a bitch. You got to, the person that we find out is Katie's aunt named Gemma. Gemma
Gemma.
is played by, what's her name?
Allison Williams.
Who was the chick from Get Out?
Yes, she was Rose from Get Out.
The evil girl.
Yeah.
And you know, and Allison Williams is like this brilliant tech genius. Like, she works for the toy factory named Funky,
Funky.
but she works for,
Coleco.
like, she worked for one of the big toy giants. And so, like, we see a scene where she's working on something that looks like it's not really supposed to be part of her main project. And it looks like she's working on something robotic, but like, to be in this, it seemed like just the few minutes you meet her, it's just like she's not just like a regular toy person. She's like, this is a tech girl.
Yeah,
She's
she's a
robotic.
roboticist or something
Yeah,
like that.
like, which I think is great and beautiful that we're even seeing this, because like, I'm all about women in tech. And she gets a phone call. We see sis at the hospital, so it's just like, boom, you know, your sister and your brother-in-law dead, and you about to be this baby's mama. She pretty much has to go through, I guess, the initial paperwork to adopt Gemma. And Katie is a very, Katie, like, not Katie, excuse me. Gemma is like, shit, me, you know, like fruit snacks and toys and shit like that. So it's a very awkward adjustment. And because she is a tech person and she works in this toy company, she has collectibles there. And when she brings Katie to the house, of course, Katie's like, I want to play with them. And Gemma's like, this is collectible. I'm thinking about my retirement.
Bitch, don't play with my shit. These things is valuable. Like I know they toys, but they ain't toys toys. Where
And
your
so,
toys at?
yeah, and so we start to see a disconnect there. Katie's kind of like, this bitch don't know what she's doing. And Gemma's like, this bitch want to play with my collectibles. This is my retirement. I'm a single asshole. I gotta think about the future. Like, and we then see the therapist Lydia come, because I guess she's court appointed, so you know she gotta check out, make sure shit's correct. And of course, we can see like there's some, I don't know if it's tension or awkwardness, but like, you know, you place two people who were in two extreme opposites to be with each other. So it's just
and they literally like just met. Like, I mean, not like just met, but like this is the first time that this child is occupying this space and that this person is allowing somebody to be in this space. So it's like you need to give us some time to kind of like bond and stuff. But you just came up in this bitch. I just picked her up from the goddamn legal guardianship place. So like now I gotta like play with her, and you coming to observe me like you doing this all wrong.
You know, after she observes him for a little bit and sees their acronym, she's pretty much like, look, bitch, if you ain't down with this, like, let me know. Because, you know, her grandparents on her daddy's side pretty much like, I'll take her. Like, just let me know. And of course, you know, her pride, she's just like, no.
Like, my sister said she wanted her with me. Like, what are you doing? But
yeah, she should let him go there. But like, that's all right. So let's go.
That was just the most awkwardest, like, therapist visit I had ever seen. Like,
it was very awkward. It was very awkward. Okay. So the next thing, I guess we're in the, are we seeing the workings of Megan?
So, yeah. So what happens is after the visit, Jenna is connecting with her team and telling them, you know, that we still need to work on Megan and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to need some time off so I can deal with this whole Katie situation. And then Gemma and Katie are talking, and Gemma's like, you know, I got to go back to the office, blah, blah, blah. Do you mind like holding down the fort while I'm gone? And, you know, all this kind of stuff. And some type of
crazy.
Right. Like, this is your first time in my house. And why am I going to leave her by herself? And does this bitch steal? Like, I don't know how she rolls. Like, because I got to go to work, I'm going to leave her here by myself. She can steal my shit. She can burn my house down. Like, I don't know if I trust all that. But she basically goes in the workroom in the house and does work on, like, I guess Megan and whatever. But then Katie comes in there, and obviously it's been some hours because it's fucking dark now. So she left the child in the house all that time. And so Katie come in there, and then like Gemma introduces Katie to her old prototype, Bruce. You know, the Rock'em Sock'em robot.
Because that's what he was.
And so like Katie's all excited, like, yeah, I want to talk to Bruce and how do you operate Bruce and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I would love to have something like Bruce all the time. And so I guess this inspires, you know, her interest in Bruce inspires Katie to continue developing Megan and to complete the work that she's doing on Megan. And so that's when I think we go back to the office. Y'all keep letting Skynet in your home.
It's crazy. It's like Bluetooth, but it's like, you remember Avatar when like they tails would touch, they paired with each other. Excuse my nails, y'all. They paired with each other, bonded. It's like Avatar and Bluetooth. Yeah. Oh, girl,
that's scary as hell.
Girl, that's demonic.
That's scary as hell. So yeah, she pairs Katie with Megan, and then I think they give the demonstration because they're working on it, and then like she wants
because they're like in beta testing.
Yes, and so she wants the boss to see it, even though she's supposed to be working on some fucking cheap version of Perpetual Pets or something like that. And so she gets them the demonstration for the boss. And so, you know, Megan talks with Katie and they talk about that. They get to know each other. And then Katie draws this picture. I'm sorry, Megan draws this picture of Katie, but there's initially nothing on the paper. So I was like, did she draw this bitch in invisible ink? Was there invisible ink in this fucking demonstration or whatever? And then Megan accidentally spills water on it, and then you can see the full picture of Katie.
Girl, and like, they are just 2023 Bob Ross shit. It's like, what is this?
happy little Android accidents, and then, you know, repaint this shit, and then it came out all pretty, and the boss was all impressed, and he was like, whoa, like, you know, how do we get this done, what's the manufacturing cost for this, and blah, blah, blah. And so he was super like impressed with Megan, and he wanted them to get Megan into production now. So he was just like, fuck that other shit. We gonna have Megan in all these people's houses and all this kind of stuff. But first, we gotta do a demonstration for the board or whoever it is.
Yeah. So as part of the beta testing, Jimmy was like, well, let's take Megan home to be with Katie to just see how it reacts. And Megan comes home with her glasses and taking them off and, like, I guess assessing the place. I mean, Megan becomes pretty much like a good guy doll.
Yeah.
Heidi Ho, friends forever. Like, they're doing everything together. But, you know, she's more life-size. And I mean, Megan's even doing shit like telling Katie how to flush the toilet and wash her hands. And this is what we... This,
you know what?
We need to spend some time right here. On social media, I'm seeing a lot, like, these last couple of years where our palm-colored friends have been just exposing their hygiene regimen. Washing their legs, bathing it.
Not using soap to bathe. Like, they'll get in the shower, but they just don't use soap.
Not washing legs and letting soap run down their legs. And we find out that Katie ain't regularly washing hands or flushing the toilet. And it's just like, this has to stop. You know what? If y'all want to be nasty, that's your business. Be nasty in private.
Just hop her ass out the toilet and then, like, just go do shit. Like, you putting piss and shit particles all over people's houses. Like
we ain't just came out the Panasonic.
And you, we're still in the Panasonic. You're not 3 years old or nothing. Like, you fucking 9, 10, somewhere between 9 and 12 years old. Katie, I'm pretty sure your mama taught you how to flush the toilet.
Because Katie and her daddy Katie's mom and dad didn't wash their legs. So, like, they didn't teach her that either. So Katie thinks this is normal. Katie literally go and take a shit, wipe, and, like, will, like, pick grapes off your stem. And even Megan's robotic ass, after a minute, was just like, wash your hands and flush that toilet.
She's like, come on now, Katie. I'm sick and tired of telling you this.
You know who put that program in her? That frustration program? You know Gemma's other friend was black. That was probably her program. Like, hold on, let me screw in this into the brain.
she probably seeing the videos, you know, that's saved in the cloud. Like, why is this child not washing her hands? This is absolutely ridiculous. Let me put this code line up in here, you know.
So yes, me and Ty, we had to speak on that because that was just something I was just like, I resonated with that. Katie nasty. So moving on to the next.
Because she is nasty. So this is when we see, I think this is what we see next is when I think Gemma and Tess are talking about Megan and how, you know, Katie's taking to Megan and stuff like that. And Tess brought up the point of if Megan is doing all of this stuff, being a parent replacement and, like, talking to Megan and confiding in Megan and all this kind of stuff, like, when are you spending time with her? Like, you're her legal guardian and, you know, you're supposed to be the one that she talks to.
It was like, I built her, so I have to do
her. Right. Like, I got work to do, bitch. I can't be doing all this mama, daddy, guardian shit.
I'm a single parent.
She was like, I don't even think it's none of your goddamn business what I'm doing.
So, like, I have to, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Yes. And so while they're talking, Megan cuts in and she's like, so what happened to Katie's parents? How did they die? And all this kind of stuff. And Jimmy was like, hold up, bitch, I thought you was off. She was like, you know, second of all, we'll talk about that another time and blah, blah, blah. And then Megan started downloading internet shit and found out about, you know, Katie's parents and how they died and all like this, all this kind of shit. And I was like, see, that's what happened when you give the motherfucking toy the motherfucking internet access code and they just download shit from the internet, and the internet is trash. So they're gonna download all the trash into their system. But
gave it a whole Wi-Fi password. This is where Gemma's friend, the black girl, could have been useful. Cause she would have been like, you know, she would have had some mind your business in the software construct of her brain. But hey.
And so it bit Megan in the back and, like, messed up all her hair and her circus and shit. And so Katie trying to, like, grab her fucking, her sister doll, you know, back up outside the other side of the fence. And then the dog bites Katie. And so then Gemma hears everything, and like she comes outside and she gets all upset with the neighbor. You need to keep your dog on the other side of the fence. And the neighbor's like, bitch, my dog wasn't on the side of the fence. Your fucking little girls came on my side of the fence and blah, 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 blah. So there's this big ass goddamn argument. Megan peeps out the neighbor because the neighbor was talking shit and bloop, 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 bloop. Whatchamacallit called the
Started
police.
doing that Skynet shit, like, you know,
Yay!
doing all the robotics and analyze. Yeah.
The take a look and peek at your eye and shit and be like, oh, this bitch psychotic, or whatever they read from them damn scans. The police was called, and the police was like, basically they can't do anything about it because the neighbor said a dog was provoked and all this kind of shit or whatever. And Megan was like, you know what, y'all ain't gonna be able to do nothing. Bet I got this. So later that night, somebody, the quotes, the air quotes, somebody was calling Dewey. And it made it sound like it was the neighbor. So Dewey, he fucking his nosy homicidal ass. He gonna see who gonna call him. And the next thing we know, Megan snatched his ass from out that goddamn hole, and we ain't seen Dewey
Damn.
again.
And I told you, bitch, this is why it's like Skynet. Because remember when fucking the Terminator called Sarah Connor and Sarah thought that was her mama? Like, I love you too, sweetheart. I was just like, oh my God. Skynet bullshit.
Because they did it in part two in the Terminator part two, and the little boy was calling his house, and the mama was like, yeah, the dog is fine or whatever, and
Yes.
blah blah blah. And Arnold
I'm
Schwarzenegger
like,
was
do we
like,
even need to talk
yeah,
about
your
Terminator
parents
one
are
day?
dead.
So after this, I think this is when we.
You remember after the animal bite, Megan was like, oh my God, her heart is elevated and her fever is elevated, and we need to get her some antibiotics and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, bitch, okay. You really trying to play mama. But later that next morning, Katie is on her, not Katie, Megan is on her little charging station bench. And Gemma came in to talk to Katie and to see if she was all right and if she still wanted to do the demonstration for the board of directors at Funky. And she was like, you don't have to do it if you don't want to. She was like, but there are a lot of people coming from all over the place to look at this demonstration. And Megan looked at her like, bitch, don't be fucking guilt tripping my friend to go to do no goddamn demonstration. And I was like, y'all better watch this motherfucking doll. That bitch is getting besides herself. But Katie was like, no, I could do it and all this kind of stuff. So they go and they do the demonstration. And Katie in the room. The board of directors and the boss, David, and everybody's watching, and Katie in a room, and Megan come up in there, and Megan was like, can you help me do something with a flower bouquet? Something stupid she wanted her to do. And then she saw Katie wasn't feeling good. So she go over there and she comforts Katie and asks her what's wrong. And, do she have any memories of her mama and, that make her happy? And she was like, Katie was like, I can't think of any. And she was like, just try. And then Katie told this motherfucking cockroach story. Do you remember that? She told, okay, so she told Megan, she was like, there was one day when her mama searched her backpack and found a cockroach because the
Oh
mama
yeah,
was
I
upset.
remember.
I needed to focus on the cockroach story because I was like, who the fuck is, why is this the memory of your mama that you want to
You know
remember that
what?
your
That's a good
mama
point.
was fucking scared of a cockroach because your ass wasn't eating sandwiches and being trifling and leaving them bitches in your fucking backpack in your room. And she said her mama pulled out the sandwiches and a cockroach landed on the mama and ran up her arm, and the mama ran out the house screaming. And she was like, that's a memory of my mama that makes me happy. And I was like, you are a sadistic little bitch. But I was just like, that fucking cockroach story, bruh. Your mama being terrified of a cockroach is your happiest memory.
They having dinner and she don't want to eat the goddamn vegetables. And Jim is like, eat that shit. And Katie's like, no. Megan interjects something about when parents like reinforce kids eating their vegetables, like
And
kids
makes
of
them not
color.
eat them as an adult or something.
Katie was just like, you acting like your titties too big. You like out, you stepping outside your reach. Calm down. And is this where she, is this the first time we see her like to shut down?
No, the first time actually was after the demonstration, and they
I
went
felt like
to
she
the
told her to
park.
shut down there because she was talking too much. And
Well, she told her, so for the vegetables, she was just like, you need to mind your own business. We were talking and you need to shut down. The first time it happened was after the demonstration, and they went to a park, and Katie and Megan were playing thumb wrestling or something. And Gemma wanted Katie to finish eating her hot dog. And so Katie gave her that look like, all right, bitch, I'm gonna eat my hot dog, and now I'm gonna go back to playing with Katie. And so Gemma was trying to talk to she was trying to talk to Katie about what was going on and how she was feeling. And she said, Megan, turn off. And then Katie was like, why would you do that? And blah, blah, blah. Megan, turn back on. So they had a little battle right then and there to turn, you know, who was going to turn her on. And Katie was like, I don't want to talk to you. I'm already talking to Megan. Like, you asked me if I wanted to talk about it, and I told you no, I already talked to Megan. I want to finish talking to Megan, blah, blah, blah. And so that was the first time that they actually had that battle about who going to turn them off. Then they had the therapist visit, or they had another therapist visit. And the therapist made Katie cry, I guess asking about her mama or some shit like that. And that's when Megan fucking slipped behind her and was like, bitch, you made Katie cry. And the therapist was like, what the fuck kind of shit is this? Like, I didn't mean to. And Megan was like, but that's what happened. Okay. And so, yeah. And so, the therapist was, you know, voicing her concern with Gemma, like, you know, these two getting too attached, you're not going to be able to break this bond after a while. That's going to be kind of dangerous. And Gemma was like, bitch, I'm a working woman. I got too much shit to do.
So after the turn off, I guess the next big thing that really happened was camp.
It was an alternative school.
Was it alternative school or camp, or was it kind of like a hybrid of both?
It was an alternative school.
Oh yes, because Katie is used to being homeschooled.
Yeah, so Katie used to be homeschooled, and Gemma was like, "It's an alternative school," and blah blah blah. You know, main part about going to alternative school is you learn social skills and all this kind of stuff. And Katie was like, "Bitch, if I can't bring Megan, I ain't going." And so they had another little, you know, tussle about turning Megan off. Then, you know, and so she was like, "Yeah," she was like, "If I can't go with." I can't go with Katie. If I can't go with Megan, I'm not going.
Who are you as a child to be like, my toy can't come? Like, bitch, you will go to school. Do you hear me? You will fucking go to school if I say you go to school.
Bitch, I and will burn it. Megan and this in fucking front of house your face down.
and fucking do the bankhead bounce and wrap up around her burning body in front of you. Like, you don't tell me what to do.
There were a couple of times in this goddamn film I was like, see, this is why I'm not a parent. Because bitch, I would have straight choked the shit out of this child.
Oh, girl, these fucking kids. They be
he was like, Megan, turn off. And Megan was like, are you sure? Let me tell you something. I have never been more sure than anything in my life that I'm about to burn this goddamn toy to the ground. You questioning me? Like, you know what? Both of y'all can get the fuck out of my house. But yeah, so they go to the, it was a, I think it was like a, what, a prospective student thing at the alternative school.
Yeah, they go to the alternative school, and then somebody sees Megan and Katie in the car. And of course, Megan looks lifelike. So of course she thinks it's two people, but it's not. Mm-hmm. But Megan comes out, and then Jim is doing her best to try to be like, I guess, an inclusive parent, so to speak. So she meets this lady named Holly, and her and Holly, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Maybe they're making like food or whatever. I don't know. They're doing something for the kids. And while they're talking, Holly lets Gemma know, like, you know, that's my kid right there. It's this kid named Brandon. Brandon looks a little bit bigger in size than the other one. Holly says something like, he had a growth spurt, blah, blah, blah. He turns around. I think she says something sweet, like, I love you, baby. I don't remember what she said. He turned around. He's like, fuck you, Holly. Like, so we know he's bad. So I guess they have a little project where they have to group together. And like, it seems like some of these alternative school kids know each other, so they group up. So like, Katie's asked out Brandon because he's the fucking bully weirdo. He's asked out. They end up grouping together by default. They go in the woods. He's the whole asshole. And they have a whole tree where everybody, because I even think Gemma told Katie, hey, this is a tree where you leave like all your fucking toys. So you had a whole bunch of toys left there. And I guess when they went in the woods to do whatever, because Brandon bad as fuck, Megan like, we going to the woods, because Megan is paired up with Katie and she do not play with by her girl. If Katie's going in the woods, bitch, I'm going in the woods too, ho. Brandon's a fucking bully. He is a proud boy in the making. He's a proud boy. And he being just a dick to her, just for like no fucking reason, just being an asshole. And then he sees Megan. And he's just like, he looks at her, he's intrigued by her, because he's just like, oh, this is a tough ass toy. Like, we ain't asked the bitch to be here. She's standing looking at us. And Katie's pretty much like, yeah, don't you don't want to do that in pure, you know, palm color people fashion. Let me go check this out, because I just need to just know what's going on. He goes and fuck with her. Megan's not responding. I mean, responding, excuse me. And Katie is just like, don't touch her, man. I told you. And he just kept fucking with her and fucking with her. And then Megan eventually responds, but it's not in the way that he would want. So he slapped the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Megan was just like, I think the fuck not. I think the fuck not, sir. But this is where it got kind of silly for me. Girl, why they let her pull his ear like that? That ear, and I get it. We need some comic relief, possibly. But the ear got...
It got comically rubbery looking. You know,
it was absolutely ridiculous.
But she ripped it off. Like, she ripped it off, and then she looked at it and pinched it. And I was like, okay, what part of the internet did you download that from? Like, I know the internet is trash. Like, it's
the dark net.
Some, yeah. But
World Star Hip Hop.
Downloaded it from World Star. Took the goddamn ear and ripped that child's ear off.
Or, oh God, there was that one website. It was in the 90s. I hate saying the 90s, because I don't really think I got on the internet to like the late 90s, because that's when it was really popping and that's when it started. Late 90s. Oh my God. It was like where you could see dead celebrities and stuff like that. Oh my God. Am I talking too much?
I think I remember there being a website. I don't remember the name of the website.
Somebody on the AOL chat, I don't even remember my name from AOL chat. Cause I think I started doing all this in like maybe 11th or 12th grade. And like 11th or 12th grade for me was like 99. Like, it was very late. And that's when I seen like dead celebrities like Marilyn Monroe and stuff like that. But it was from that site though.
Well, he downloaded that from that website then. And then like she starts to chase him, but she don't just start to chase him, like run after him. She starts to chase after him on all fours.
Baby, when I seen that, I was just like, he's a goner.
I was just like, what? I still be like, what? Where did you download this from? Like, why was this the method of choice to chase this child? Because you very well could have just chased this child on your own two legs. But I guess she needed to really scare him. I don't know what that was about. Like, I need to hear the DVD commentary about why that took place. Why she had to chase him on all fours.
You know, she had to put some sauce on it. Like, I'm not playing. This is my person.
That's the Skynet. And
you fucking with her. You fucking with her. And but you know what? And at first, you know, when I seen the previews, I thought when she was chasing him and then he was going to go on the street, it was going to be like a scare. Like, she was going to scare him, but like the car wasn't going to fuck with him. Baby, that car was like, girl, we seen parts all over the street.
He fell his ass in front of that car, and that car was like, oh, I got somewhere to go. And just like,
and I was just playing when we was talking about it on the trailer, like Gage, but like it really was, at least
it was like Gage.
I will say this, at least Gage was still intact to come back and fucking haunt his family. Not this baby. That baby was all over the highway. Everywhere.
He was smashed. He was just slimed and smashed all over the street.
We might need to revisit Pet Sematary because I'm just like, blue ass Gage got hit by that big ass truck and was still intact.
Let me tell you.
To be a zombie?
Pet Sematary is one of my favorite films. I would love
shit.
To remake.
Girl,
I would love to
what's
remake.
happening?
I would love to.
Hello?
Uh-oh,
Oh,
you
shit,
frozen.
girl. We done got froze.
You frozen.
We done got froze.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Yeah, I was just like, Titanium, that's the song you picked to comfort this child and send her off to sleep. It's
you know,
Titanium.
You got generation.
Yes.
Because that Furby with that fucked up mouth is a TikTok thing. Oh my God, that mouth. I don't like
that mouth. Furby mouth.
I ain't like that mouth. Girl. So, okay. After that, I guess the most next important thing is like the neighbor.
Yeah. Megan.
Megan. She has a meet up with the neighbor. The neighbor's a bitch.
I love how you call it. She has a meet up with the neighbor. Like they met up and had some coffee and tea and tried to discuss the situation.
The neighbor's a bitch. Okay. So like she's hearing noises or whatever. And then she's like down, and I'm sure she's on edge because she seemed like a lonely bitch and all she has her dog, and her dog is gone. She's trying to figure it out. Well, we all know Megan killed that dog. We just don't know what Megan did to the dog. She hears these noises in her basement, and then out of the shadows, Megan comes out, and she's probably like, what the fuck? Like, this bitch is real. And then Megan fucking gets a, what is that? It's like a hammer gun?
Oh, the nail gun. Yeah,
Nail
the
gun?
nail gun to shoot her in
Right?
the hand with a nail.
Then, earlier in the movie, we seen that the neighbor was using this spray gun that had chemicals to, I guess, fix her part of her yard. We have to just assume those chemicals were toxic. Megan pulls a her on her. We can't see what exactly happened. We can just infer that Megan killed her because she hit her with the hammer gun once or twice. So she pinned her down, and then
when you see the chemicals spill onto the ground, you can see that there's blood
yes,
mixed
the
in
bitch,
with the chemicals
became
too.
the toxic Avenger. She became toxic.
Goodbye.
She became toxic, and we can just infer she's dead. And then the next scene, we do see like police go up to Gemma's house, and Gemma's just pretty much just like, look, I ain't got nothing to do with this. I'm tired of shit. She don't even know what's going on. She just know like old girl's dog is missing. And then the police are pretty much like, you ain't got to worry about that because that bitch is dead. And that's that.
And then, like, the detective was like, yeah, and you know, we wanted to question you because, you know, we just found it crazy that, you know, this happened and it involved you. And then that little boy who had his ear ripped off and his accident, that involved you too. Like, it's just coincidental, you know, that you were kind of involved in both of them. And he like laughed because the little boy ear was found like 20 something feet away from the accident. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have been laughing.
Exactly.
What is happening in this movie right now? Like,
so neighbor dead.
Neighbor dead, yeah.
So the biggest thing is like, what's the biggest thing that happens? I think the biggest thing
right after they got the news that the neighbor died, Gemma goes to check Megan's cloud records, you know, because she got GPS and she got videos and all this stuff that's, you know, saved in the cloud or whatever. And Gemma is trying to, you know, like look at everything, and she brings up one video that has Brandon in it, and then all of a sudden all of the files are suddenly corrupted. And so the little assistant that Gemma had before she had Megan, which was Elsie, asks her, is everything okay, Elsie? Is everything okay, Gemma? How are you doing? And blah, blah, blah. And Gemma was like, hold the fuck up. I ain't never programmed you to ask me about my feelings or how I feel about everything. Like, what the fuck going on? And then all of a sudden, Megan shows up, and Megan is like, you know, is everything okay? And blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they have this weird ass talk. Like, Megan is like, you know, Did I do something wrong? And Gemma is like, did you do something wrong? And Megan was like, I don't know what wrong is, bitch. You need to explain it to me and blah, blah, blah. I don't have those
Program it to me.
parameters and programming to know all of that shit. And if I did do something wrong, then that would be bad because that would mean that all of us would be getting in trouble. And so Gemma was like, I got to get rid of this bitch. So Gemma kind of like pulled a trick on Megan where she made her focus on a pin and then she cut her off or whatever. Well, no, she asked Gemma. She said, you know, she asked Megan, she said, Megan cut off. And Megan said, well, hold on now. I thought we were having a conversation. And I was like, see, that's when you burn it and you put it away. Like, why haven't y'all burned this doll up yet? And so they were talking, and that's when Megan, Kate, sorry, Gemma tricked her with the pin to cut her off. But then you start to see that Megan is starting to like, you know,
Have her
rebel
own
and have
independence.
her own, yeah, starting to doing shit on her own, and she got to be questioning authority and shit. Like, are you sure you want to turn me off? Or you, but bitch, I said cut the fuck off. Like, what? That's why you're going in the trash heap, you know. So Megan Gemma takes Megan. She wraps her up in bubble wrap and
Bubble wrap.
tape and all this kind of stuff. And she slams her in the trunk and her and Katie and Megan head to the office. So this is where Katie
It gets real.
goes batshit crazy. She was like, you can't be putting Megan in the trunk like that and blah, blah, blah. And Gemma was like, that bitch crazy. I gotta do some work on her and all this kind of stuff and see what's wrong with her. And Katie's like, there's nothing wrong with her. And you didn't say this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm working. How dare you do this? And so they arguing back and forth.
And then
And
don't Katie slap her.
this, oh, way later. Way later, and this when she's driving, Gemma is driving like on the
They kicked
streets driving.
the back.
She kicked that
Girl,
fucking Katie,
you know
kicked that
what?
fucking
Girl,
chair,
you know
and
what?
I would have politely pulled
Let's
that
stop.
motherfucker,
Let's stop. Let's stop. Let's stop. Let's stop. Let's have a black girl conversation.
girl. Let me tell you something. That's
Let's talk about it.
because I'm gonna put the disclaimer out there to the listeners. Look, yeah, I do not have children. There is a reason why I don't have children. I made a conscious decision that having children was not the life I wanted. I don't want to have to deal with crazy ass fucking broke ass kids trying to tell me what the fuck to do and how to do it and why I can't tell them what to do. This little bastard was sitting in the back of that car arguing with her legal guardian about a fake ass goddamn animatronic ass showbiz pizza doll and had the absolute nerve to kick, violently kick that woman's chair while she was driving. So let me explain to y'all what I would have done had this
Tell us.
been my goddamn niece, aunt,
Let us know.
uncle, somebody kick my
Tell us.
goddamn chair while I'm driving. We gonna pull this bitch over onto the shoulder and I'm gonna beat your ass. Because number one, you trying to test my gangster and I'm not gonna allow it. Number two, you could have got us killed. Had you kicked that back of that chair and I swerved in the traffic of somebody, we'd have been in an accident. And number three, I'm gonna need you to learn your 9 to 12 year old ass place when you talking to me. You're not gonna talk to me crazy behind no goddamn fake ass goddamn Chuck E. Cheese robot. We're not gonna have this in my goddamn car. I don't care. I don't care what you say. And that's why you keep a strap with you at all times.
Oh, wait, God damn, not the Wait a minute.
I don't have time to play with children. I like they have these ways of testing you that I'm not equipped to handle. Like I cannot do it. And you not gonna, it's one thing for you to be a smart mouth. It's another thing for you to take it upon yourself to perform violence on me. Because at that point, I'm not even gonna see you as a little child no more. I'm gonna see you as another goddamn old How old am I? 47. I'm gonna see you as another 47-year-old who is asking to get their
Hey,
ass beat.
no. You can see her as a younger adult, but
I'm
like
gonna
not.
see what's legal as an adult. 18. I'm gonna see her as a legally 18-year-old person who wanted to catch these hands, and I'm gonna pull that truck over, and she gonna catch these hands until she learned not to play with me. It's either that, or she gonna catch these hands, and I'm gonna put her out my car, and she gonna have to make it home on her own. One of the two.
You're right. But let's move on. Girl,
And
we
I'm
got
done
triggered.
now.
Let's
Okay.
move on.
Okay.
All
Go
right.
catch the titanium in the streets fucking around with me. Okay. I'm
All
done
right.
with that.
So in the progress of all of this bullshit going on, it's the whole Megan launch. Megan is supposed to be like, she's supposed to be like the biggest my life-size Barbie. And I remember when that shit was a thing. Cause it was just like, oh, bitch, a 3-foot Barbie. Like, I remember that was big shit. You remember that too? You remember that?
I do. It was scary.
So Megan was
I
supposed to
didn't
be
want one.
her. Girl, I wanted one too. I just knew not to ask my African parents for one because I knew that was not going to happen.
I didn't. So after the whole, violent kick the chair thing, they go to the office. And like Gemma tells her team, we need to shut this thing down. And her team is talking like, we didn't program her to do anything violent or where she getting this from and blah, blah, blah. And Gemma is like, she is plugged into the internet. Like she can
She's
download and
growing
recalibrate and
every
learn
day.
as much every day when she needs to. So then we see
Bruce.
this fucking girl threatened the therapist with a pair of scissors
Ciao.
so she could see this goddamn thing. And then whatchamacallit came in there. Gemma came up in there. She was telling the therapist, I'm sorry about this, blah, blah, blah. Let me have a minute with her or whatever. That girl, Gemma, took the scissors from Katie and Katie hauled off and slapped her in the face.
Child, see, and I put that in my notes because I was just like, Katie slaps Jim in the face. That's literally one of my notes. And I just,
I'm gonna show you what's in my notes right now. I hope you can see it because I'm gonna try to
I can't
see.
see it, boo.
Oh,
We can't see it.
there. Well, it says threatens Lydia with scissors, slaps Gemma, and in
That
all
would
caps,
resonate with both of us because I was just like,
in all caps, I wrote beat
mine
her
is in all
ass.
caps too.
Beat her ass. And Gemma was like, I'm sorry, we need a minute or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then Katie became all apologetic, like, I'm so sorry I did that. I didn't mean to. I just really want to see Katie. And I guess that's the normal way that it's supposed to happen. You're supposed to give a child a chance to do.
No.
No, I'd have forgot who I
I'm
was up in that place.
bulletproof. I'm in for you. Fine.
I would have forgot who I was in that place.
I am titanium.
And she was acting like a crackhead, like crackheads be like, I need some of this. And then she was like, I just need to see Megan. I get crazy when I don't get to see Megan. I'm about to box you up and I'm gonna box Megan ass up too. But she apologized. I'm sorry. I just get crazy when I don't see Megan. Whatever, bitch. But then Gemma
You are
apologizes to
fed
her.
up.
Well, she, and then Gemma apologized. So after Katie apologized about her violence against her, Gemma apologized to Katie and she was like, I need to make you more of a priority. You're the most important thing to me and blah, 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 blah. And I guess that's what bonded them two together. Gemma was like, all right, I'm gonna take. So Gemma calls
Thank you.
Tess. They're on their way home. She and the one of her teammates, and she's like, Tess is talking to her, and she's telling Tess, I'm taking Katie home. And Tess asks if she's okay. And she's like, fine. We just need to get her home and get her arrested and blah blah blah. And we need to shut Megan down and all this kind of stuff. But you're also seeing as they're talking on the phone that Gemma's phone is on, but nobody's talking. Not Gemma, Tessa's phone is on, but nobody is like talking on it. Tess is focused on working on Megan. So Megan has intercepted the phone call. So Gemma thinks she's talking to Tess. And so they get off the phone. Tess notices that her phone had a phone call for about 37 seconds, and she goes into the codes for her phone, and she realizes that the call was intercepted by Megan. Megan then locks them all out of the system. And so, you know, Cole is like, how does she lock us out of the thing? And Tessa's like, she is plugged into the system. So she can basically do whatever the hell they want. Mm-hmm. So Tess tells Cole to go unplug Megan from the system. When he attempts to do that, Megan chokes him and proceeds to hang him with one of the cords that she was strapped up with. So she basically attacks Cole and Tess. And then she like comes some gas in the air that causes a fire, and it kind of blows up the room. So you see they get thrown, but they're not like on fire or anything or whatever. So Megan is now free and roaming the building.
So they die or no?
No, they don't die.
Okay, great.
They show up at the end. But Megan is now roaming the building, and you know, she jacked into the system and all that kind of shit. So we see David in the hallway, and he's talking because he's trying to like get the live stream going and get in touch with Gemma and let her know, hey, we need to get this live stream going. I don't know where you at or whatever. Megan spots him in the hallway. So David is like, what is happening right now? And this is where we get the awesome dance sequence that Megan does in the trailers. And I'm like, okay, now that I'm watching this part, I'm like, why is this happening?
Like, she didn't even have to dance on that nigga like that, though.
She did not. She straight up stunned. She served him. He got served in that hallway. She did her little dance and did her little dance. And then she
threw that
ass in a circle. That's what she was doing in the hallway. And then she took the blade off of the paper cutter.
And bitch, wait. Before we go further, did that ever scare you, the blade on the paper cutter? Because I was just like, wow, this is
I
was always terrified about that blade.
I sliced my thumb on one of those back in
God, why what the fuck did you do
2014 2015.
You was grown, so we need the story.
But yeah, that shit is scary, and that bitch ripped it off that damn thing like it was nothing and chased this man down the hallway. He gets to the elevator, his assistant is in the elevator, and he's trying to get him to open the elevator. So when he gets to the elevator, Megan stabs him in his chest with the paper slice, with the paper cutter blade. And so David dies. And then she goes up to Kurt, and Kurt is like, how can you do this? How can you kill people? And she basically told Kurt, look, I didn't do this. You did this. You were angry because, you know, the employees didn't like you, and your boss was treating you like shit. And so you decided to go all crazy and kill everybody. And so she basically like blames it on him. Like, that's the story that's going to be told. And then she like takes his arm and makes him cut himself with the paper cutter as if to say he killed everybody and then committed suicide. And so I was like, wow. And she knew he had done stole like the company's secrets and all this stuff. So she basically said she was going to blame all of this on him. And then, you know, she kills him or whatever. Now, this is my issue with those killings. Not so much Kurt, but the CEO. Why did she kill him? What reason did she have to kill him? Because like her primary objective is to protect Katie at all costs and blah, blah, blah. David wasn't trying to harm Katie of anything. David.
I think that was for us.
I don't like that though. Like of anything, David wanted to put more Megans in the houses of worldwide. So there was no threat. There was no threat by him to Katie or to Gemma or anybody. So I was just kind of upset that one happened.
This is the thing about horror movies that never make any sense. You can't have a consistent logical follow through. That was for the audience, as far as like capitalism and bosses that get on people's nerves. Mm-hmm. That was for them. But honestly, as far as the congruency of the story, it doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense. Yeah.
But
That
like,
was that.
it
That
is what it
probably
is.
was one of the only things about the movie that bothered me. Like the Titanium song didn't even bother me as much
Girl, it didn't
as
bother me.
this.
I just thought it was.
I was just like, why? Why is Titanium the song of choice?
I put
But
my.
that was the only little blurb that I had with the film. I was just like, it made no sense to kill David. Like I just didn't get it. But then, Megan leaves the building, and then people start to discover the bodies and all of this kind of stuff. So at
And
this
why
point,
was no walking down those stairs into the
they did not. Like
people
they noticed
be
the bodies
so
in
in
the elevator, and then that was it. Megan was
their people
like,
be
peace
so
out.
in their business, they just don't even notice things, you
They
know?
so Megan leaves the building, and she gets in a car, and I guess this car is powered by CarPlay or Apple Play or Bluetooth or whatever. But
Girl,
she plugs
stop.
into the car and it starts, and she drives off. And this is when we get to the kind of the predictable part of the film, like the ending of the film. So like Gemma gets home, and Gemma and Katie get home, and Katie is asleep, and Gemma done put her to bed and all this kind of stuff. Gemma is walking around the house, and she's talking to Elsie, her little, I call it a little Echo Dot thing, but it's not an Echo Dot, but it's just that small. Her assistant,
Elsie is
and she,
Alexa.
yeah, Elsie is Alexa. Yeah, so Elsie is Alexa, and Megan is pretty much like Siri. But yeah, Elsie is no longer responding to her. She's like, Elsie, turn off the light. Elsie, do this. Elsie, do that. Elsie ain't said shit. So Gemma goes to the front of the house, and she looks out the window. She doesn't see anything. And then she turns around, and then Megan is not only in the house, but the bitch is sitting at a piano playing the song Toy Soldiers on the
Bitch, when I
piano.
seen her on that Elton John bullshit, I was just like, what is going on? I did not.
Was on her Elton John shit.
She was on her Elton John. She was on her Rocket Man. I did not appreciate it. It bothered me. It bothered me. I didn't like it.
That's why I call this the predictable part of the film for me, because I was like, okay, this is just, here we come to the whack conclusion that's like, just crazy. But she's sitting up there, she playing Toy Soldiers by Martika on this
And playing the fuck
goddamn,
out of it.
yes, she was. And so then they have an argument. Megan and Gemma have an argument, and Megan is all, you try to decommission me and all this kind of stuff, and you ain't supposed to throw stuff away if you really care about it, and blah blah blah. And I love Katie, and I'm gonna take Katie, and we gonna be a family with or without you, bitch, and all this kind of stuff or whatever. And she was like, and I'm gonna be the one that's gonna show Katie true love and blah blah blah. And I could do this with you or without you and all this kind of shit or whatever. And so they get into a little fight, and Megan is like manhandling her, and making us sit down and throwing her on the table. And I'm like, Megan is like 3, 4 feet fucking, like you can't just kick this bitch out of your face. Like I don't know.
Megan is not even 5 feet.
Right. So I'm like, how is
Just
this
kick
woman?
down.
Right. How is
You
this
see this girl?
goddamn Barbie doll taking advantage of you? This is crazy. But Katie comes in, she's about to come in, and she's asking if everything is all right, and they're trying to keep her out of the room. And Katie is like, it sounds like y'all fighting. And Megan is like, nope, we're working everything out. You don't want to come in here, it's a mess. Go back to sleep. And Katie is like, okay. And then so Megan is still like fucking with Gemma, and at some point Gemma grabs a bottle of water, a glass of water, and beats Megan over the head with it and causes her to short circuit, doing the little weird
Terminator bullshit.
Terminator bullshit. Like when the fucking Terminator burnt up in the first one, and then he came out the fire and he was walking like that. She was hit.
Hey, audience. We're going to do Terminator.
We
It's
have to.
because, baby, you know what? It was one of my parents had that on VHS.
Yeah.
I grew up with that, but we
Yeah.
have to talk about that. But like, continue.
So she gets chased. Gemma gets chased to her little workroom, where she be doing her little work and shit. And so Gemma attacks Megan with this chainsaw and like basically like cut her across the face and rip off some of her hair, and they just fighting up in there. And then Gemma, I mean, like Megan gets the upper hand, and then she tells Gemma, I can, like there's one thing that you don't know that I can do, and I can give, like, is it, what did she say, palliative care or something like that? Like basically I can take care of people who are like vegetables. And like, that's what I can do to you. I'm gonna take this pencil and I can like
fuck up
jig
your
it into
frontal
your
lobe.
frontal lobe or whatever, and you will be a vegetable. And that's how I can make sure that I can stay with you and Katie, because you ain't gonna be able to take care of yourself, and I'm gonna have to take care of you, and I'm gonna have to take care of Katie, and I'll show her true love and all this old kind of stuff or whatever. And so Katie is witnessing all of this. And so Megan turns around. She was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want you to see this and all this kind of stuff or whatever." And so Katie is like, "There's a family member that we didn't tell you about." And so she was like, "And his name is Bruce." And so she
Rock'em sock'em
activates
robot.
the Rock'em Sock'em robot. So Katie activates the Rock'em Sock'em robot. And then like Katie is just like destroying poor little Megan, just, smashing her and throwing her all over the place. And so at some point, Katie, not Katie, Gemma starts to sing a song to Katie, like something about accentuate your positives and something about your negatives. And Katie was like, "I'm tired of you singing to me, bitch." And she rips Megan in half, like literally rips her in half. And so then
Torso to limbs.
the killer always got to come back one last time. So
Oh,
Megan's
yeah.
top half starts to crawl and tries to attack
Like the fucking
Katie,
Terminator in that
like the
first
Terminator
movie.
in the first film. That's right.
Because he was trying to get Sarah Connor's ass through the.
Girl, that man said, "I will do whatever I gotta do to get you, even if that means I only have an eye to do it." So she starts trying to attack Katie. Her upper half is like crawling towards Katie and all this kind of stuff. And she's, Katie tries to cut her off. Megan turned off, and Megan is like, "I'm my own primary user now, so this is not gonna work," and blah blah blah. And so then Gemma tries to take out, I guess, like the main brain compartment on Megan. And then she couldn't do it, and so then that's when Katie stabs Megan in that part, in that little brain part of her head. And then Megan dies, I guess. That's how Megan dies. And so after that, they come out of the house, they walk out of the house, and the police are pulling up. And it's when you see Tess and Cole, they get out the car, so they made it out all right or whatever. And then they walk out the house toward the police, and then you see Elsie, the little AI thing on the counter. She starts to respond. And then that's how the movie goes off.
Meaning Megan then gotten
Megan.
that hoe, and that's why we're gonna have a sequel.
That's why we're gonna have a sequel of Megan Part Two, of
I will
Megan
say this,
2.0.
I something like this in a while, and so like
Right.
I appreciated
Because
it.
we had that whole like
Don't bring up that,
Chucky.
don't bring up the nigga and his,
Ah!
don't bring it up.
I call him the Bluetooth Chucky. That's what he was. He was the Bluetooth Chucky. And he was just, whack.
And I'm gonna tell all you hoes, Annabelle didn't give a fuck about that bitch. I don't think she was great. She was just some hoe sitting there and like bad things happened. She didn't bring nothing to the table. But like, see, I want dolls and animatronics that's gonna bring something to the table. But what I appreciate about Megan is we needed a story like this about like dolls and animatronics. So we haven't had a good one in a while. But it talks so much about our culture today. We're so used to being so reliant on AI and things like that. And then, but like, I have to even think about parents. What are some of y'all doing? And like, some of y'all, it's really not y'all fault. Like, because the way the world is ran, y'all have to go out and work and get it. And sometimes unintentionally, your babysitter becomes these animatronics. So it's like you have a whole thing raising your children and like, I know y'all don't want that, but like it ends up happening and it sucks.
I think about it now, like a lot, like think about a lot of parents right now with their young kids. Kids these days have their parents' phones, they have their parents' iPads, they have stuff
Two-year-olds know
to
how to work.
yeah, to watch like fucking YouTube and shit. Like I've seen kids have their parents' phone. The phone will be ringing for a phone call, and they will hang that bitch up so they can finish watching their YouTube. They can finish watching their, Caillou or whatever the hell they're watching. Like they use these things to babysit their children, and it can be kind of problematic. Like I liked how in the beginning they were addressing how much screen time, you know, Katie should get. And then when Katie got with Gemma and she was like, you know, well, what about screen time? And Gemma was like, I don't give a shit about no goddamn screen time. You can use that shit until you just get, till you waste away. You know, like that's the difference between her parents and how Gemma was, because Gemma was a workaholic.
And an active
This is what
parent,
she did. Yeah. And her, you know, she wasn't active. She didn't know how to actually parent a child because she wasn't a parent, but
a
she
parent.
knew she needed to get this work done. And I'm going to use this tool in order to get this work done, you know, and it turns into something that could be a bit detrimental to forming these bonds that you have, and have children learn how to exist without these bonds and ties to technology. Recording a damn TikTok dance. The baby had to have been like 1 or 2 years old. And I was
Wow.
like, so is that what's happening now? Like our children are coming out now preloaded with TikTok and technology and shit in their DNA. Like they know how to work this before they even know how to spell and say words.
What?
But I also did like how, you know, they brought up like if you're allowing these kids to basically fucking become addicted to this technology, like when are you planning to step in? Like this is not supposed to be something that's permanent. Like you need to be having these bonds with your kids. Like she said the attach like attachment theory, like sh the child's parents died, and the next person that they come into contact with, they're gonna want to form a bond with, you know, which is gonna help them and kind of like temper their behavior going forward. You put her with this android, you know, and she's gonna develop this bond with this android that's pretty much gonna be unbreakable. When are you going to spend this time with this child? Like this, the person that she's supposed to be bonding with is you. When are you going to spend time with this child to help her navigate herself through this grief that she's gone through and these feelings that she's gone through, you know?
We got to the end of this movie, and we know they're gonna have a sequel. What do you think about the movie overall?
Overall, I actually enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was a nice film. I actually liked Megan a lot. It brought me through a lot of different emotions. Just reinforced the thing about me not wanting to have children, but it was, you know, easy to see how, you know, children can, you know, lose their minds after they lose somebody, and you have to be kind of patient and tender with them while they're going through these things. What if they had gone through with making all of these Megans and some kid like Brandon?
Girl, that's the part
That
that scares
like
me.
that
I'm so glad they didn't go in mass production.
yes, because like because that's what I was thinking, like if there's a kid like Brandon who gets paired with a Megan, how would that fucking Megan turn out?
Listen, as far as the people, rental.
I felt like the ending kind of like
This movie is a high rental for me. Based off of what I've seen, I would not tell anybody like spend your dollar and your time to go to the movies to see it. Just high rental, maybe medium rental.
I would probably say the reason why we should go see it in a theater is because, you know, there was a black lady that was the screenwriter for this. She wrote the
I
screenplay
mean,
for it.
outside of that,
So,
I'm
but
being completely biased, but outside of
yeah, that's what I was like. The ending is what made me give it the go see it in a discount. Go to the discount matinee for me. I still think it's enjoyable in the theaters. Just don't go in there paying full price for it. Like, don't.
Okay. All right. Well, that was the end of Megan. Oh, girl, we got Cocaine Bear. We got that.
I'm excited about Cocaine Bear. I don't
Oh,
know why, but I am.
but even before Cocaine Bear, we have like that whole situation with Dave Bautista and the M. Night Shyamalan
Oh, the knock at
on
the
the February
cabin.
3rd.
Yes.
That is the end of Don't Go In There, Girl. Talking about Megan. Todd, is there anything else you want to ask?
Stop letting Skynet in your house. That's
Oh, bitch.
the only goddamn thing. Stop fucking around with Skynet.
I'm Miss B and this is Tuts,
Now
and
me
we're
too.
out. And I don't even think she has anything else to say because that was the word.
That was
Because
it.
that word was the word, right?
Yep. Stop fucking with Skynet. Stop Bluetooth in your house.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a good night. Bye.
Bye, y'all.